In this video we share the prophecy of Father Michel Rodrigue on the warning and illumination of conscience. The biggest distinguishing factor of Father Rodrigue's message from church-approved messages about the apocalypse is the specificity on the timing and details about the apocalypse. He's saying the time is now. Here are his prophetic claims. Saint Gabriel told Father Michel in a dream that Saint Joseph kept Jesus and Mary safe in Nazareth before Jesus' public ministry by his humility and quiet covering. He blended his family into the fabric of Nazareth without letting anyone know who Jesus and Mary were. Saint Joseph is the restrainer found in Thessalonians 2:1-13 who has been holding back the full-scale calamity in 2021. It was God's will that the Vatican proclaim December 8, 2020, December 8, 2021 the year of Saint Joseph, and it delayed the collapse of the world. Soon after December 8, 2021, when the year of Saint Joseph ends, there will be huge crisis in society and the persecution will be full strength upon the remnant church. There will be huge scandals and accusations against Catholic Church. He says Saint Joseph was part of the visions at Our Lady of Knock because of his role in the end times, and Saint John is there to represent an apostle, who is the antithesis of the one who betrayed Jesus, perhaps referencing the current problems in the hierarchy. John is reading chastisements in the book of Revelation, which indicates what is coming on the world. He says Our Lady said the church will be sacrificed as my son was. Masks are a masquerade. They cover up the truth and prevent truth from being proclaimed. The church cannot allow itself to fall in line under civil authorities. The spirit of compromise is what has prevented priests from standing up for the truth. They need to fight against masks and all that hinders the sacraments, which masks do. Everything began to unravel after Christmas 2019. There will be political collapse. There will be a warning where the whole world will see Jesus on the cross in the sky with rays coming from his sacred wound where blood and water gushed forth as a font of mercy for us. Every soul will see their life sins that have not been confessed. If a soul is currently on its way to purgatory, hell or heaven, they will experience this. There are others who have said similar things, but so far there does not appear to be church approval of any message that speaks of a simultaneous event where every person in the world will see their sins. Small tongues of fire will land on every soul during this process, which will last about 15 minutes. Every soul will encounter our blessed Lord. There will be a phenomenon similar to the great shaking of the sun at Fatima, followed by a global vision of Saint Joseph holding Jesus, then Our Lady of Sorrows, Our Lady of Mount Carmel, Protection of Refuges, and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Her triumph begins to unfold. After this event, mankind will have 6 weeks of calm to get to confession and make a decision before all hell breaks loose on earth. All people will be shown the truth of Christ's one holy Catholic Apostolic Church. Priests will spend day and night in the confessional. Priests will baptize hundreds at a time and will be up day and night taking confessions. After the illumination, we will have 40 days and the refuges will begin. We need 3 months worth of food, as all Catholics will be a temporary refuge until everyone gets to the permanent refuge. The guardian angels of faithful souls will guide them to places of refuge with a flame in front of them. The Holy Spirit will hide the refuge communities, supernaturally, from persecution. Once the warning happens, TVs must be thrown out. The media will tell people that this event had to do with the rays and radiation of the sun. That will be a lie. Christians will not be able to use any communication technology such as computers and smartphones. All tech will be used against Christians. The One World Order will commence immediately, and the army for the One World Order is already in place waiting orders. After the 6 week relief, nuclear war will happen and 7 nuclear missiles will be permitted to strike the US as a result of abominations. many nuclear missiles will be deflected by the hand of God because America does pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet. He claims this was told to him by the Eternal Father. The devil will kill one-third of humanity just as one-third of the angels were cast out of heaven to hell. The Antichrist will take his throne within the false church, and will reign from within the church, and most will think he is the Pope. But he won't be. Pope Francis will flee the Vatican before the warning, and be killed, and there will be a false Pope, false prophet. Pope Emeritus Benedict will try to call a council, but will be a martyr. This will all precede the 3 days of darkness. Satan will be cast to hell for 1,000 years and then released for one final battle. Thank you for supporting my channel. May God bless you and keep you. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us.